Let's me read a psalm to you, which is part of what we hope to later speak on. Psalm number 100. If you haven't your Bible, don't worry. I will read it out. Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Thank you. Our verse for this morning is found in Psalm 100. I've already read it, but I'll read that verse again. For the Lord is good, his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. In my last meaningful conversation with Hugh before the Lord called him home, we spoke about God's faithfulness, and he was looking back over the many years that he had been a Christian, a follower of Jesus, and had experienced in his life, time and time again, he told me, God's faithfulness. And that's the experience of God's people and has been down through history. This verse behind me, I've been looking at that verse since I've been coming to this church. How many years, Cynthia? I can't remember. 42 years looking at that verse every Sunday. Jesus Christ saying yesterday, today and forever. And it reminds me, does it not, as it does for you, I'm sure, God is faithful. Not just yesterday, but today and forever. And that's what the psalmist here is saying in Psalm 100. For his faithfulness continues to each generation. Last week I learnt that George Verwer, he might be known to some of you, he began the ministry of OM, he was the founder of that ministry, he was found to have advanced cancer. The person who emailed me that George had told her to forward this information to those that she knew, but he didn't want people to pray for his healing. He's 85. Rather, he wanted people to pray that he would be given grace to deal with the suffering that he might experience. He asked also that he might be given opportunity when he was with the medical staff, and he would be with them a lot in the days that lie ahead, an opportunity to serve the Lord by witnessing to them. But my friend Dee, who emailed me this information, she spoke to me of George's faithfulness. Even when he had encountered difficulties along the journey of faith, he did many occasions experience that. He spoke of how faithful God had remained to him. And of course today we hear of faithful men and women who face tremendous persecution but remain faithful. On Tuesday in the prayer meeting we were praying for people in North Korea, many hundreds, perhaps thousands of believers in concentration camps but remaining faithful to the Lord. I remember many years ago being in the Colosseum in Rome, and I began to think of the thousands of Christian men and women, and even younger people, who had remained faithful in that auditorium, wondering how they were going to be taken away, their lives lost, to these wild animals that were put into that place. And yet, we read that they remained faithful. And it made me think, when I was in the Colosseum, how faithful am I, or how faithful would I be if I was in that situation? I think of folks who have, over the years, faithfully attended this church. And Hugh was no exception. And these dear people, we often would remind ourselves at their funeral services how they would be faithful, never missing a service, always first to be in line when help was needed, and give support when required, even for some of the outreach work of the church. I spoke to Ken, no I didn't, I sent him an email earlier this week, an article on the life of Fanny Crosby. And for those of you who haven't heard about her, she was a prolific songwriter. As a baby, she had an infection in her eyes and was treated by a quack doctor that resulted in her losing her eyesight. She wrote over 1,000 poems and hundreds of hymns. And one of the hymns is one that we have sung this morning, "To God Be the Glory." When she died, I believe at the age of 94, her family erected a tombstone. She only wanted a small one. And it carries these words, and they can be read today. She hath done faithfully what she could. When we become Christians, and Laura has reminded us of how we can become a Christian by asking the Lord Jesus into our heart and life, we want to be faithful. We want to trust in God. Having decided to follow Jesus, we don't want to turn back. But we quickly learn that we are in a battle. And there's always the temptation to be less than faithful in the way that we would want to be. And in fact, I was looking up a few examples in Scripture of people, godly men and women, who had moments of weakness when they failed the Lord. You remember the Apostle Peter. He boldly said to Jesus, "I will never deny you. I will even die for you if that's needed." And yet, just a short time later, he was denying Jesus with oaths and curses. Peter never forgot that experience. And later, when he wrote in some of his epistles, he spoke about how important it was that we remain faithful to God. Peter, of course, experienced the Lord's forgiveness and was commissioned by the Lord himself to take the gospel to all the peoples of the world. All of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ wish to remain faithful to him in every circumstance of life. The Lord never fails us, and he remains faithful even when we find ourselves being faithless. I was thinking about the word faithful. The word faithful conveys the idea of a person who is reliable, loyal, steadfast. It pictures a person who is devoted and trustworthy, dependable, dedicated, and unwavering. There is only one person ever who lived who totally fits that picture, and it's the Lord himself. So when we happily speak about being faithful, and we know sometimes we might fail him, we do remind ourselves that our faith is in one who never fails us. The psalmist wrote, and the psalms are full of God's faithfulness, but the psalmist wrote in 145, Psalm 145, "The Lord is trustworthy in all his promises and faithful in all that he does." In some countries of the world, electricity is not always reliable. Perhaps you've been in some of those countries yourself where you're sitting down to have something to eat and all the lights go out. And everything has to stop until either the generator is powered up or candles brought out. And it is something that happens often, particularly in the developing world. On the other hand, here in Scotland, if the electricity goes out, we're surprised. We don't expect it. And sometimes even get a little annoyed. We have been inconvenienced. We expect the power always to be there, to be constantly available. But unlike electricity, God's dependability remains always the same. God's faithfulness doesn't change. And I spoke of that illustration because it was given to me by someone when I was visiting them in Zambia and telling me how blessed we were to have a constant flow of electricity. And then he spoke about God's faithfulness. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 we read these words, "God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Simply put, this morning, we rejoice that God is faithful. He will never fail us, and he will never let us down. The scriptures teach that God will be faithful to accomplish the purposes of our life. Paul wrote these words to the Christians in Philippi, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." God will be faithful to keep his promises to each one of us. And so here is what the Hebrew writer says. "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Yes, as the psalmist said, the Lord is trustworthy in all his promises and faithful in all he does. The entire Christian life is based on and lived by faith, believing God will be faithful to keep his promises. God doesn't decide to be faithful on a whim. The faithfulness of God's part is who he is. When we're not feeling God's goodness, go back to thinking about God's promises. And one of the most wonderful promises that we have in Scripture, and we read about it in Deuteronomy and then later in the Hebrew epistle, is that God will be faithful. He will love us. He will never leave us. And so God is a God who is faithful. The Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Through illness, through problems in the workplace, or even in the family, I know at times we can feel very worn out. And sometimes even, yes, be discouraged. We may feel like that nothing is going right for us in our life. When this happens, let us remember what the Lord did promise. The verse that I have already quoted. "For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." We can trust in God. He is faithful. Hebrews 13:8 says, as we've said already, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We want to remain as believers in Jesus faithful. And if at times we slip or are tempted away, then we can confess that to God, and he is faithful to forgive our sin and to make things right with him. We have a loving God who wants the very best for us. And just as he valued Amy Carmichael and had a plan for her in her little life, so he has for all of us. He knows us by name. We are important to him. God's faithfulness, it never falters, it never fails, it never wanes. He is trustworthy. He can be counted upon. He is entirely dependable, fully reliable, 100% of the time. So let each one of us, in this uncertain world that we live in, place our faith in the Lord and give thanks for those of us who trust him, that our God is a faithful God. Whatever the circumstance of life might be that overtakes us, God is there. He's never far away. God, our Heavenly Father, is not a distant God. He is a God who can be approached at any time, at any moment in life, and he wants the very best for us. He wants to help us, and he is a faithful and trustworthy God. We honor God and the Lord Jesus this morning in this church gathering.